Good evening. This is Elaine, Ireland, and you're listening to Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you some phone numbers, one for our call-in that is worldwide and one for Canada and USA, happens to be the same number. We don't have a guest tonight, but I would like to finish what we started last week. We were talking about religion slash, not versus, I don't like that word, spirituality, and looking at the different cards that might say something about, that does say something about that. And I promised you I would finish with the Magician. Intelligence of transparency. Astrologically, Mercury ruled by Gemini. Sometimes this card's read as a Gemini and sometimes as an Aries. The card itself has a lot of yellow in the background, solid background, a lot of new growth on it. It has a table, and on the table it has the four symbols of the minor suit: pentacles for cash, cups for emotion, swords for mental energy, and wands for the availability or how you earn your living, how you bring money in. How does it matter? It's just the fact that you have a method. And in one hand, holding up, he has a double-ended candle burning, signifying literally burning the candle at both ends or being willing to work hard. And the other finger is pointed, the other hand has a finger pointed downwards. As is above, so is below, so to speak. And on the table, it simply means that they have everything. The Courant or you have everything you need to make everything work for you. The yellow is active energy. The table is a brownish orange, which is another form of energy. He wears a white and gray gown, which is gray is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience, white for purity. And he's got on a red cloak. Active energy. Let's go. Let's get it done. And possibilities of lots of new growth. Musical note is E natural. It is the number one card in the major arcana card, so it's the beginning. Hebrew is Beth or house, B-E-T-H or house. Health is pituitary and intestines. And also be cautious of your nutrition. All of the tools are on the table. He's got everything he needs to have all of that on one table says you're indeed growing. Now the challenge is to make good use of all of them, because you're going to be finding renewed hope in all areas of your life. The candle is in his hand, showing two flames, saying you're willing to work hard. You just don't know where to put the work. The points, notice all the new growth around the Magician, flowers and so forth. It says be patient, stop, rest. Stop wearing the cloak of frustration, which the red can insinuate. All your answers will be there soon. In reverse, yes, you have all you need, and you're ready for the challenge, but sometimes we have to wait until other people or the circumstances are ready for us. As a real estate agent, I can't sell your home unless you're ready, and I can't move a buyer into it unless you're willing to give it up. When the card is in reverse, it's also a caution not to behave with impatience or a bad attitude, because you'll only hurt yourself in the long run. It really won't matter. Okay, worldwide phone number, 877-489-6350. Let me give that to you again, 877-489-6350. And if you're calling United States or Canada, calling from the United States or Canada, it is now a combined number of 1-888-288-4494. I love that phone number. 1-888-288-4494. Is that not easy to remember or what? This is an uninterrupted an hour. There are no advertisements, so you're welcome to call in anytime and often as you would like to. I would love to hear from you. My website is Elaine Ireland elaineirelandpsychic.com, ELAINEIRELAND, psychic.com, and it is back up. Pam has been working very hard and diligently to get things going. The latest newsletter is on the front page, so it's we'll catch you up on a few things about the tarot set that is now available. And we're 90% finished. I have a few more things to do to it, but you can. It's based on the Rider-Waite deck, so it's better if you have the Rider-Waite deck. But you can order the disc now, the CD, and the layouts on paper, at least for now. You'll need the Rider-Waite deck to use. If you can read the Rider-Waite deck, you can use, excuse me, I have something in my mouth. You can eventually read any deck. It is so thorough and so complete in symbology and explanation, colors, symbols, everything. If you can read that one, then find one if that one's a little too much for you, and some people say that, then maybe the Aquarian deck or the Morgan Greer deck or even the Cat deck. I mean, something that catches your eye and that feels good in your hands and you feel comfortable using, and they become like good friends. Call us on worldwide number 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, you now share a line, 288-4494. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. We're going to have a predictions month in the month of January. I'm excited about that. January, the first one is Kat Darden, and if you haven't had a reading by Kat Darden, you need one. She's going to be in Austin to do the psychic fair in January, which is the first weekend, I think. Yes, the fourth. No, the predictions tonight is the fourth. She's on the predictions panel. January the 5th and 6th will be at the Radisson Hotel in North Austin, here in Austin, Texas, and she will be there for the predictions panel. She doesn't have a website right now, but there are a lot of articles written about her. So if you just Googled Katherine Darden, K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N, I think, D-A-R-D-E-N, she's out of Fort Worth. You'll be able to read quite a bit about her. But she'll be sharing her predictions with me that evening. Then January the 23rd, we have Joe Nichols. He's also on the predictions panel. These two are on almost every year, and yet their venues are, their methodology is very different, and their attitudes. So consequently, they end up picking up very different things. Both of these folks work for months putting their predictions together, either through meditations and that sort of thing. So join us. I will have others. I've invited other folks that are prediction folks, specialized kind of in predictions, and I'm waiting for them to get back with me for the 12th and we have the 9th and the last month, the last of the month, and the 16th coming through. So we also have Kate Braun coming again. She's going to be here December the 19th. To talk to us about the winter solstice. So be with us for that. We're going to discuss the Oak King, the Holly King, and the rivalry, the battle dance, and a different sort of balance that she wants to talk about with the solstice. Worldwide number, 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, 1-888-288-4494. This is the time of the year where money, honey, seems to be on all of our minds, unless you are the kind of folk that maybe you share your time rather than spending money on presents. Some families don't anymore. Did you know that? Some families don't spend money anymore. They don't buy presents. They believe in giving in some other way. And they take their children to do volunteer work. Or they'll say, who are we going to buy something for or give to a charity for in their name? And that's what they do. the concept of Santa Claus coming down the chimney was anything other than something for someone else is foreign to them. So however you share your time and you share your finances, I applaud you for that. And encourage you not to get crazy this year. But we're going to talk about pentacles tonight, because pentacles can be used in a number of ways. Pentacles in the tarot deck represent cash, plain old cash, or things of value that can be translated to cash. Homes, cars, jewelry, your talents. If you sing for your supper, then you have a cash opportunity. Bet you've forgotten that one, hadn't you? The Ace of Pentacles is always an offering. There are four aces in the deck. They're always offerings, usually a new opportunity. The Ace of Pentacles is one concerning money. Now, it can be... Thank you. Hi, caller. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. My name is Marilyn, and speaking of money, I thought I'd, to interrupt your talk about money, I have some vacant land that I want to sell.
Yes.
And, you know, I've actually had it on and off the market for a couple of years now. So, given that, is there anything, you know, can pull a card or intuit? You know, what am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. Remember, I don't know if you were listening a minute ago or not, but the Magician card has everything out on the table that it needs. But that you would need. Yeah. And if it's in reverse, we have to wait for the right opportunity to use all those opportunities. So what I got for you was April. I don't see anything happening until April. How much land is it and where is it?
Well, it's several parcels of land in northwestern Florida in the Panhandle area there. Real pretty area, but
it's beautiful,
but, you know, things are kind of slow. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's slow all over Florida right now, unless you're in a tourist area, and then everything is really overpriced. But I get April, because a family's going to want that property. They're going to do something really major with it, and it will become not just a home for them, but it will become a way of making money. So whether they put a duplex on it in addition to their home, but it's not going to be garish or anything like that. They'll make it really pretty. They'll do a nice job with it.
This is residential only land, though.
Yeah. So, you know, even if they just built a duplex or two on it, that would make them some money in addition to having their own residence there. Because you've got several parcels, and there's plenty of space to do that. But it will become a little bit of a moneymaker for them, and they'll enjoy living there. They'll have it in their family for probably three generations before they let it go, which is kind of neat.
Wow.
So,
okay,
April,
so I can detach my generational self from it.
Yes, you can. You know, you just said a very important thing. It's amazing how our subconscious thoughts and feelings will encourage or enable, like, a house not to be sold for sentimental reasons, or are we just having a hard time letting it go, or maybe we feel like we're not through with it karmically. So the more you detach from it and look at it respect the energy that it's provided you all over the years, you and your family, but then let it go in your head and your heart, it will sell quicker. But I got April loud and clear. Should be done by May. Anything
okay,
else,
thank you very, well,
anything else?
How about your tarot? Just pull a general card about just overall general stuff.
We need to make it quick. I don't even have my cards
in
here with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. What about career, mundane issues tonight?
Not seeing any major changes for you again until early summer, late spring, early summer, if you want changes. If you're ready for change by then, opportunity will spring its head up, but you don't have to go looking for it. Which is good.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's great.
Very good.
All
Erin,
right.
Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
You stay warm up there.
Yeah, you're in Texas, right? Yeah.
Right in the heart of Texas. It was 78, I think, today, something like that. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, weather, it is what it is. I try not to think about it too much,
yeah.
You know, let it affect me. But 78 does sound pretty good.
Nice.
Well, enjoy it. Well,
clear.
Thank you very much, and I'll continue listening to your program.
Thank you, Marilyn, for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for keeping me company.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, talking about the Ace of Pentacles and it being an offer, always an offer, like Marilyn's going to have in April and May, which is good. The other side of this is just because an offer is made doesn't mean you have to take it. It's not an absolute. If it's a good thing, then you take it. If it's not, then you keep maybe the negotiations going. Sometimes just getting the offer brings lessons that are needed to release karmic debt. Somebody's trying to do right by you, so to speak. It's wonderful to know that someone thinks it's worthy of a new challenge, whether the money is attached to a job or a different kind of opportunity, or maybe they're just saying, okay, I have faith in an idea. Here, go develop it. Go make it happen. At that point, I don't think people often enough take into consideration the timing on offers. Yeah, we get a job and we want to get paid and yada, yada. But if you have questions about it, then maybe that's the perfect time to reevaluate who we are and what we want. If the card's upright and we accept it, there are wonderful things in the making. But you need to be sure to look at the other cards to get a feeling or what else the offer could be bringing or could show another opportunity in conjunction with. Is it a new position, even in the same office or career area? Nearly always brings new people and new things to our, maybe even a new way home. You get off at a different time, you're going to run into different traffic, so that sort of thing. Very often it can mean a new place to do the work, maybe even the need for a new wardrobe or travel. If it's in reverse, the event is not going to happen or maybe be delayed or of a lesser value. You were expecting a $2,000 raise over the year, and which you know you'll probably get half of, but you're only going to get $1,000. So is it, and does that $1,000 bump you into a new tax bracket? You know, you have to think about those things when the card's in reverse. You need to check for the battle cards, whether they're emotional battles, mental battles, work battles around the Ace. Negative conditions could be attached to the offer, and sometimes they're up front, sometimes they're not. The offer may be a temporary one. You know, you thought you were going in for an application for a full-time job, and they say, oh, no, it's only 9 months or 6 months or whatever. So is it worth it to you? There could be greedy energy surrounding the offer. They could eventually be unable to pay you. So you need to look at what else is around the card just for good measure. The Two of Pentacles, it shows a jester of sorts. He's got one foot in the air, one on the ground. He's got a figure eight, holding a figure eight sideways. He's called the juggler card, and he's got, a pentacle in both hands, one in each hand, and he's juggling the cards. At least he's got the money to juggle. I tell my clients that all the time. The rolling water behind the figure tells us that this could be an emotional upheaval surrounding the situation, but it's kind of rolling. It's not being angry, and there are no angry clouds in the sky or anything like that. However, because of the decision-making process, balance and harmony can be achieved. The number two suggests a transitional change. Don't let the infinity sign of the number eight throw you off, but this is not a situation that has to last forever, and that's usually what the infinity symbol means. It's going to, you've started a loop you can't get out of. But be careful not to overdo when trying to get new projects off and running. So just take your time. it might be easy to overspend or overextend your resources. So just be careful. This can be a joyous occasion and can be one meant to celebrate, even though you're juggling money. Sometimes if you're in a startup company and you're kind of taken from Peter to pay Paul, as the saying goes, but you're getting it all done. And for some reason, that's a real charge for some people. They're keeping their heads afloat, and they're having a great time with it, and they're accepting those challenges, and all of a sudden they've got $10 million in the bank and they're bored. No challenge anymore. So just be careful about overdoing. Reversed, this person is behaving in a very stubborn manner and is refusing to bring a positive solution to the financial situation. The person tends to be overly emotional and unstable. Negotiation is very difficult to move forward. It shows up for people in the midst of a divorce or separating business funds. Those two are the most common for the Two of Pentacles being in reverse. It's almost as though they just go out of their way to see how complicated they can make things, or how difficult, or whatever. It's just almost to the point where you look at them and say, this is never going to be resolved. And you just walk away from it. And that's exactly what some people intend when they start playing with these kind of funds. The Three of Pentacles, the number three is the fruition number, two things coming together to make a third. The Three of Pentacles is the only pentacle in the deck that's gray. All of the others are yellow in this deck. In some decks, they're gold or brown. And not all of the pentacles are exactly alike in each deck, but they look like a coin. In fact, in the Swedish deck, they look like a coin, a piece of money, as does the little Mexican deck. So, but pentacles. There are two figures to the right of the card, and the entire back of the card is gray and black, with gray around the outer edges, and the gray figure looks like, kind of like a churchy scene. The two figures to the right are the subconscious and the super subconscious. They're instructing the conscious, who is represented by a person standing on a bench with work tools, how to use all of the wisdom, talent, and experience that they possess to get that new business started. It doesn't have to be a brand new turnkey business. It can be something, another branch of what they're trying to do, another location, or maybe they're bringing on a different kind of inventory, but it's a new something. It's another element to the existing one. The color gray surrounds the card, and the black is an indication that they're willing to try almost anything to make that dream happen. I found that to be true about the color black. The color black, to me, if you dump all of the primary colors in there, you get black. And that's like saying you're willing to try everything at least once. The number three tells us that fruition is happening. That means that the two things are coming together to make this third thing, an idea, a business, whatever. You and an idea, two people with common goals, and then maybe finally you and enough money are going to make it happen, because that's what pentacles represent, is cash. You're going to be able to use your craft, your talents and your knowledge to make this happen. Now, reversed, there are difficult times to make this happen, but your perseverance is worth the outcome. You'll be learning valuable lessons in truth and honor, and hard work, I might throw in there. So in reverse, be aware that you may not be ready for the challenge that's presented with this new venture, but that's not to say that you should get discouraged. You just need to make sure that you have the skills and the knowledge needed for success. Don't waste your time, your money, and effort on an illusion. And that's the hardest part of that, figuring out what's the illusion. Just going into this venture for the money will not make it a long-lasting business. It can also indicate trying to work with a selfish person, somebody who's not willing to give of themselves, just maybe willing to write the check, if that, and you hope it doesn't bounce. In reverse, this card is not saying it can't happen. If you don't have all of the talents or the knowledge, then be open to either bringing someone in partnership or hiring someone to help you get it started. Excuse me, the Four Pentacles, the number four itself is your foundation number. That's the important thing to remember about this. It's foundation. And this person has a gray sometimes the decks are blue in the background, which is mental energy. In this one, it happens to be gray, wisdom and knowledge. It's a well-dressed gentleman sitting on a slab, a bench, and he has a coin or a pentacle on his crown chakra. He holds one in his arms over his chest, and he has 1 foot on two more. He has 2 feet on two. So he's kind of got it covered. There's a city behind him that looks like a large city. This is one of the wealth cards, but it's not like the Lady of Luxury where you've already made it. This is potential. This is your foundation, because the number four is your foundation number. This is the foundation for greater wealth. But this person has more than they could ever need at this point in their life. I always encourage these people to share with community, charity foundations, that sort of thing. If the Quartz just inherited wealth or is on the verge of increased business, then this card is a reassurance that all is well, especially if it comes up with one of the legal cards, like the Justice card in an upright position. It usually means that the person's gonna win, whatever that means. This card can also warn us of dealing with a miserly yet completely honest person. Now, just because somebody's miserly and watches all their pennies doesn't mean that they're not honest. They're not stealing from somebody. Sometimes that's good to have, be in business with somebody who's cautious about how money is spent. If there are other cards that indicate theft or negative energy, like your sneak thief card, then warn your court to be careful, or yourself. It would not hurt to do, a great deal of, investigation into this person's reputation in the business world and this person's character. And you can do that. You can either hire somebody or you can ask around, so to speak. Nowadays, you can Google all kinds of things. If you're still inclined to do business with them, then be sure the contracts are reviewed before signing. Now, when you're Googling or doing any of that sort of thing, if you have driver's license, if you have pictures of that person, make sure you've brought up the right person that you're getting information about. Don't, you know how things are stolen these days, so be very careful. If the card is in reverse, it's probably number one, not the foundation that we need. It's just a little cracky. Or there's not the money that we'd hope for, but there is enough to create more if it's handled properly. And I think that's important for you to hear. There's not the money that we hoped for, but there is enough to create more if handled properly. So you need to look around for business indications, mental cards, especially aces, because these are new opportunities. The Lady of Luxury card, even if she's in reverse, that's potential. So it's not a panic card in reverse, but it can also mean a reversal of fortune. In the past, present, or future, there's been a waste of money, and the person could be trying to hide it. Look at the possibility of prejudice in business relationships, and you can do that with maybe the Justice card being in reverse. Some of the other cards talk about personality ventures. You need to be aware of those. Okay, the Five of Pentacles. Let me see why my phone's beeping. Okay, the Five of Pentacles. You see two people walking underneath a churchy-looking scene. The five pentacles are kind of stacked in the window. And it really is a card that says if we need to look inward and upward to get all of our answers. It's a spiritual scene in its own right. Hang on, folks. I think I need to... There. Okay. First of all, things are not as bad as they seem. Excuse me. Even though these people look desperate, the woman looks barefooted in the snow, and the gentleman is all wrapped up like he's been injured, and he's on crutches, and it looks snowy outside. It looks bad, but there's a feeling of desperation. But if they'll look inward and upward, all could be better. Things are not as bad as they seem, and we've all been in that situation. This is a time to put pride, ego, lack of self-confidence aside and accept offers being made to help. That's a key about this card. You need to be willing to accept help, even the offer. This card shows up for people that are about to lose their jobs a lot of times. This could be the beginning of hard times if they do not make wise and fast decisions. They can't be afraid to ask for guidance and assistance, even from those that we don't know well. We sometimes have to look at that person, maybe they're in a particular position, and we trust their knowledge about that position, like a banker, a loan officer, or a counselor of some sort, helping us get our finances straight before it's too late. Sometimes we act out of ignorance and we get ourselves in unnecessary distress and depression. None of us want to experience the loneliness that this card conveys. It's interesting about these two people. The woman walks in front of the man. It almost gives the impression when you first look at it that they're together, but are they? Are they two people walking by themselves? We don't know that. Either the loved one is not with us, or we're having a hard time finding a place to spend time together. That's also an indication on this card of the two people walking. Don't be afraid to do some soul searching. And that's hard to do when you're in a difficult situation. It's kind of like the old saying, being so close to the forest you can't see the trees. You may not like what you find when you do your soul searching, but it could be the beginning of great growth for you and those you love. Sometimes our worst situations give us the most beauty in our lives in the long run. There's been a rejection of organized religion and any form of spirituality with this card. That's important. I should have capitalized that. There has been a rejection of organized religion and any form of spirituality. That's tough, huh? People do that either because they're raised that way or they get to the point, several reasons. Why bother? The belief isn't going to do me any good. The faith isn't going to do me any good, so why bother? Reversed, there is the inclination to run away from the hard times. How many times have you felt that way? How many times have you known people that have just dropped everything and moved, gone? They're done. There's the hope of a new job, even if it's temporary. That's in reverse. Charitable help's on the way, if we allow it. That could be an organization or individuals that you know. And my favorite, this person is looking deeply into the spiritual side of life. They're willing to see their soul in a new light. I like that. And it shows up in reverse. Can you believe that? They're willing to look. I think it's wonderful. The Six of Pentacles. Money this time of year, we spend it on all kinds of things. We do that cutesy little thing as we're checking out. We see something on sale that you just know that Aunt Gladys has just got to have. And then when you're wrapping it, you go, why did I do this? Why did I buy this? Aunt Gladys isn't going to like this. You get my picture. Take your time when you're spending your money this year and maybe even set some new direction for how you spend it. Maybe you do want to give it to charity in somebody's name. And yeah, we got to take care of the kids. I know that, especially the younger kids. But you can also share some time with them in terms of, you're going to get presents, but I want you to come do this with me. And do some donation work. Okay, Six of Pentacles. This is called the Fairness card because it shows a well-dressed gentleman with the scales. With scales. There are two people who could be called beggars at his kneeling down on their knees. And he's doling out money to one of them. The other one, on my cards, looks like he has some coins in his hands and he's maybe waiting for others. Our figure in this card is taking great care to dispense the coins or material goods evenly and fairly. It can be money, it can mean time, it can mean energy, it can mean business. Because if we're given business, then we have an opportunity to earn money. Whoever this person is, they have a wonderful heart, and the intentions towards all are good that they're around. He or she shares all that they can with good judgment and balance. That doesn't always mean we agree. The good judgment and balance is what that person denotes as good judgment and balance. With this person, you will get what you want and sometimes what you deserve. Yes, and I say that with a twinkle in my voice. This comes up for divorces, inheritances, or any other form of legal matter where compensation is involved. So you would look around for the judgment card, the Two of Pentacles, the Two of Cups, the Two of Wands, the Death card for new beginnings, the Justice card, and the Hierophant. The Hierophant is that religious aspect, that right or wrong. They'll give you an insight into what area is concerned. I've had this card show up for people who are trying to learn about financial matters. They may be going to school or working with a mentor, maybe even working in a financial institution. I even had it show up for a couple on their way to Vegas to get married, and they won big at a 21 table. So you just never know. The timing was perfect, but fairness is a key word for the Six of Pentacles. In reverse, there is no fairness shown in any circumstances concerning money for this quarant or the members of their family. Now, that's harsh. An expected inheritance that doesn't happen is a good example of this. And I've had people come to me and say, why was I treated that way? Everybody else got bukus of whatever, and I got a pittance. I got nothing. Sometimes somebody leaves a note when that happens in an inheritance situation. Sometimes they don't. The appearance of this card in reverse can tell us that there are wounded feelings between family members or business partners because of money. It also says clean up the bad debts. See if the Emperor's present. He represents the government, such as the IRS, but all debts need to be cleared up or negotiated to an agreement for payment. If the Hierophant is present, we may have an unfair divorce in the making. That's a whole nother show, five or six of them, in fact, when it comes to what people believe are fair because of circumstances. We've probably all known the married couple that worked very hard for each other and with each other for 25 years, and the marriage died and the kids left and they're millionaires and worked hard or whatever, and the courts make them split everything down the middle, and one of them will look at the other one and say, I worked harder than you did. And she says, well, I had the babies. I raised them. He says, no, well, I provided the money. You get the idea. So what is the idea of fair in any given situation? The Seven of Pentacles, this is a harvest card. I like this card. I like them all. But this card is also almost a whimsical card, but yet with a clout of a message. The Seven of Pentacles shows what looks like an overgrown vine that is laden with fresh fruit, in this case called pentacles, money. Shows a person, a man, standing there on a hoe, let's say it's a hoe. He's admiring his work. That's why it's called a harvest card. There are seven. Seven is a very spiritual number. Someone is going to be rewarded for all of his or hard work. Now, remember that it's not always cash. In this case, it could be material goods. It could literally be food. It could be clothing. It could be anything that is of value. They need to be careful about taking a long break away from along the way or being distracted. It could have a negative and lasting effect on their endeavors. So pay attention. Pay attention. They need to pay attention to what's happening. Be aware that others are trying to interfere with this positive process, and they need to take steps to prevent it. Remind the quarant that there may be many ways to be paid for our labor, winning a trip, cash, material goods, time off, so forth. Don't forget to reward yourself is another message. Go ahead. Take some time off. Go on a short trip. Spend some time with family or good friends. Go shopping. Buy that once-in-a-lifetime beautiful blouse or something. Reversed, there will not be the reward that the quarant had worked for, what they had expected to have. There is much anxiety over the lack of money, over the lack of money or material stability. Did they work as thought as, as hard as they thought they did? Did they work as smart as they thought they did? Was the effort not appreciated? Did someone lie to them about the amount of payment for the work? And we know that happens. If the Six of Pentacles in the reverse is reverse in this layout, it could mean that there was intentional sabotage for the gains expected. If the Six of Pentacles is in reverse in this layout, it could mean there was an intentional sabotage for the gains expected. And it's hard to tell somebody. It's really hard to look at them across the table and say, somebody got to you. It's time to look at the possibility that this work is not ever going to give them what they were told or hoped it would be. Told that it would be or hoped that it would be. And that's hard to tell somebody. Looking at the card, the Seven of Pentacles, you have this harvest-looking vine. One of the little pentacles has fallen down between his feet. For me, this is a signal that says, yes, I have this vine growing over here, and I have opportunity to start another one. So, in a way, even in reverse with this card, if something's not working out, they have something to start over with. And it's the lessons of starting over again that are often difficult to go with this card in reverse. It's like, I don't have another 20 years in me. I don't have another big project in me. Those sorts of things. And then you kind of have to talk to them and look at the other cards and see what else is going on. The Eight of Pentacles, this is called the craft card. We need to talk about that word craft. Let me describe the card to you first. The Eight of Pentacles shows a workman on a bench. He's got a chisel and a little hammer in his hand, and he's working on one of the pentacles. There's a pentacle on the ground. It's finished. There are six hanging. He's working on the seventh one. The eighth one is on the ground. It's called a craft card. It's very creative. It implies a very creative person willing to work with their craft to make money. Now, don't let somebody hang on to that word creative and think they have to be an artist or a singer or whatever. It's not restricted to artists, musicians, actors, and so forth. We have very creative people in our science labs, medical professions, engineering. We wouldn't have buildings that we have if we didn't have creative engineers. So you get the picture. So don't let your quarant get stuck on that. Don't you get stuck on that. Concrete was once just an idea. Now look at what we do with it. The Eight of Pentacles tells us that this person may be in the beginning of a potentially successful career. It does appear for those that are willing to make a career out of a hobby or an interest. Now, I said we needed to look at the word craft, and that's what we're going to do. The other side of the meaning is a description of someone involved in the old religion of Wicca. Without getting really caught up in that word Wicca, the word Wicca is an old religion, represents an old religion. Wiccan, to be Wicca, W-I-C-C-A. Somewhere along the line, the word witchcraft has gotten in there. And it's also a nickname, so to speak. But one should be encouraged to not make assumptions or judgments about Wicca or witchcraft. Now, if you're getting into the black arts, that's the dark side of magic as such, and that's a whole other discussion. White magic is associated with Wicca and that side of witchcraft. And it will come up for this card. I've had this card right next to a high priestess, and the woman sitting in front of me was indeed high up in her order. So it can be a literal face card. You know, there are two basic ways to read the tarot. You can intuit the cards totally, and or you can look at the ancient pictorial meanings of the cards and talk yourself out of believing that you're doing any intuition whatsoever. I believe one or the other is only using 50% of the messages that you're intending to give yourself or the court. So I teach the tarot cards, help people remember the tarot cards in order to help them develop their psychic abilities so that they can use their psychic abilities in everyday life, whether they realize they're doing it or not, their instincts, if you want to call it something else besides psychic. But it's also wonderful to be able to see the symbols and study the symbols. You can take a suit of cards and study that one suit for years by simply taking the cards apart, line by line by line. Not only the Rider-Waite deck, but other decks as well. And I'm not talking about the copiers of the Rider-Waite deck. There are a number of them out there. But decks that were created in other countries, ancient decks. So, okay. With all of that said about Wicca, you'll look at the surrounding cards and you'll see what the completed message is. This person works hard to maintain inner and outer peace. They want the world to be peaceful and in order, and they sort of border on being an alcoholic. They work hard to get what they want. Now, keep in mind that 8 is the infinity number, so they are constantly involved in what they think is important to them. I'm serious about this card showing up for folks who have taken a hobby and made it a business, made it their passion, and then made it a business. The card comes up a lot for people who have, quote-unquote, retired, and then they discover they can do something, and they just go play with it, or they suddenly they decide to take their hobby into a workplace. In reverse, I have to ask, what is this person not willing to do for the greater good of a given situation? Where aren't they willing to put their talents? If they would put their talents someplace, it would be really cool. This person is ready for, but does not have the correct mentor that can take them to the next step of the development of their talents. And I think that's important to say again. This person is ready for, but does not have the correct mentor that can take them to the next step for the development of their talents. Now, that works especially with people who are in the in let's say the music field, let's say the medical field. Maybe somebody wants to do a specialty and they don't have the money. So we kind of look around the cards and see what suggestions we can make or what messages we're getting to help them with that. They could be using their talents in a negative way, such as a charmer who takes advantage of people or an artist that's a forger. It always amazed me how somebody who's so talented would rather forge something than create their own work and be known for their own work. So we look for cheating cards in the rest of the deck to let them know in what area. So you have to be careful putting effort into a venture that's not worth the time and money. When the card comes up in reverse, be careful of putting effort into a venture and or being taken advantage of. You don't want to be taken advantage of. We've all heard stories about musicians and singers and so forth that spend hundreds of years and then poof, they're broke because somebody's taken their money and run with them. Run with it. It's always sad to me. Who was that just recently that I heard? Oh, Halle Berry. That happened to her. You'd never, ever believe that, among others in the acting field. Okay, the Nine of Pentacles, she's known as the Lady of Luxury card. She stands in a luscious garden with money all around her, and there are 9 pentacles. She wears a lovely robe of yellows and reds and oranges and some decks, which are all vibrant, rich colors. She has what looks like a hawk sitting on her finger. She even has the glove on. 2 trees in the background. I look at those 2 trees as being a form of towers of wisdom. She also has what looks like a part of a castle sitting behind her. The bird on her finger represents controlled thoughts. She truly thinks that she has it all together. However, she may be all by herself in that big, pretty home and in her life. This card can describe a divorcee widow or widower, or someone who chooses to live alone, to be alone. She not only feels comfortable in her space, she enjoys her home and her gardens, her privacy. She's competent in all areas of her life. How few of us can say that about ourselves or someone we know. Competent in all areas. This card also shows for a personality description. Now, on the flip side of this lady, she can be controlling, manipulative, and especially where the control of money is concerned. You have to be cautious in doing business with her. If there are any deception cards in the deck, like the sneak thief card, be careful with that. So you look at this card, and on one side, she can be your finest mentor. She'll teach you everything she knows. Personal price may be expensive. She may expect you to do every beck and call she has. So you have to be careful. And if she loans you money, interest will be high, but that's how she got her money. So lessons learned with this lady. Reversed, she will use her connections and money for positive means if she thinks she will get something in return. An example would be donating great funds to charity as long as she knows her picture will be in the paper and her name is spelled right. She often says that her actions are misunderstood and that she is taken for granted. If she's in reverse, just her influence could be helpful, picking up the phone. But you have to be careful about asking for help unless you're sure of your standing with her. Grandchild, lover, old classmate, longtime employee, that kind of thing. Be careful of losing all that you've worked for in reverse. It's not a good time to change managers of trust funds or to give over the control of your holdings to someone new. Gotta be careful. Sometimes it's because of what's going on economically. Sometimes it's the person that you have to be careful with. Now, there is a snail on the ground. And a friend of mine who teaches tarot asked me what that snail meant. And I know there's got to be an answer out there. And as long as I have taught tarot and read the tarot cards, I have not seen anything written about that snail. Now, maybe I did and it didn't click. But any of you out there, snail on the tarot card, nine of pentacles. If you have a suggestion, I suspect it means taking your time, being careful of your footing, that sort of thing. Snails are very consistent. The Ten of Pentacles, it's known as the Kabbalah or Tree of Life card. Now, remember that you'll see the word Kabbalah spelled many ways, K-A-B-A-L-A, Q-U-A-B-B-A-L-L-A, B-A-L-A, all kinds of spellings. I think of this card as being the business of family and family or family business. The business of family, that's taking care of the members of your family, making sure that they have what they need and what they want, hopefully. The family business part means we own a business and members participate and benefit from it as a family. We all have friends that own either restaurants or dry cleaners or something, and every kid works there. They learn the craft of businessship. It shows this card shows that there is a long lineage of wealth and stability to be carried on for many generations. There is an elder sitting on what looks like a very nice chair. Call it a throne if you would like. You have kids in there. You have dogs in there. You have the mom and the pop in there. You have family. You have a lovely archway. You have family crest on the archway. It's a number 10, which adds up to 1. Which says this is a singular family. We are one. We think as one. The archway tells us that all members are welcome and they're not judged. How lovely is that? Keep in mind there are many forms of family. Our blood family, our church and friends, they're all families. They're chosen families. We don't have to be of the same blood to be considered family. If this card shows up with the Three of Pentacles, there's a chance that a physical business is in the making. You look for the Justice card to tell us about contracts and other things that could make it happen, could help it happen. Reversed, the family's not supportive and very judgmental. There will not be the support needed financially or otherwise. So you try to see if that means the blood relationships, the church or the family or friends, so that the court can have an action, an idea of what action to take, if any, or at least to be aware of where the negativity is coming from. They may very well be. It can also mean at a distance, that the blood family's at a distance, or they're just simply unable to help in any way except verbal support, maybe unpacking boxes at some point in time. There's also the potential of a family losing the business or funds that come from it. Older members of the family could need help that could put unexpected burdens on younger members when this card's in reverse. I like this card because it has so much potential. Even when it's in reverse, it still shows the expression of solidity, and it shows possibility. You've got new growth on this card, what looks like grapes and greenery, animals, everything you need to put the card upright is available to you. Okay, there are four cards left. I don't know whether we'll have time to get to all four of them, but we shall try. The Page of Pentacles, keeping in mind that pages are either ideas or very young children, usually before preconception almost to the age of puberty. Most often the Page of Pentacles are boys, but they could be girls that are very athletic of nature. True to the description of pages, their skin is dark, skin, hair, and or eyes. This person is learning about money, or if it's an idea about money. If it's a person, he's being taught to be careful and consistent in the handling of money and material goods that have value. That includes putting his shoes up at night, those sorts of things. He's taught respect for work that creates a stable income. This one can be on the shy and private side, but a very studious person, especially if he shows up with the swords around him. You've got a pretty mental kid. Another side of this card is that pages can be adults that are behaving like children, that are gossip mongers and troublemakers. So you look for unhappy and deceitful cards for clues. The positive side of the messenger is that he says money is coming, and so is opportunity for stability. It's a yellow card. Lots of high energy. He's well-dressed, so the potential is there. He holds the pentacle very gently in his hands with lots of new growth around him. He's got a little stash of trees in the background. So there's a lot to build on with this. Reversed, there's news of the loss of money and or material goods. That can be because of theft, a cheat, or just plain wastefulness. It's usually not natural catastrophes like Katrina's. It usually has to do with plain old ignorance or wastefulness. I've had this card in layouts for gamblers who've not done so well lately, and typically because something's distracting them. Because remember, this can be a messenger card. They could be distracted and they're just not paying attention. They shouldn't be playing with a $1 million front at all. Be careful of being involved with someone who is not experienced enough to carry out financial promises. It's important when this card comes up in reverse. Remember, it's a messenger, and they've told you they can do something, and maybe they can, and maybe they can't. The Knight of Pentacles, he's the only knight on a horse in the deck that is standing perfectly still. All of the other horses, all three of the other horses, are in movement. He's on a black horse, in a dark suit, holding a pentacle in one hand, but even the horse is well-dressed. I mean, he's got a plume in his hat. Again, it's the dark-haired, dark-skinned person, knights, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, again, with yellow background, energy. Young adults can be up to their middle 20s. This can be a male or a female. He rides a big black horse that's steady and trustworthy. They've been working hard to accomplish a good day's work. He brings words of reward and gifts because of the work well done. Remember that this can be an... Okay. I just got a little love note in my ear that says, I have to go. Did I? just got a sweet nothing in my ear that says I have to say goodnight. So we will pick up at the Knight of Pentacles next week. Everybody out there, have a wonderful week. Thanks for being with me tonight. Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. Be safe. Good night.